Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
And here we are, Scott.
Here's your host, now, Scott
this
Spears.
Friday, August the 20th, 2021. And where are we today? Not in the confines of our studio on South Prospect Street. We are on the streets of Bucyrus, Ohio, one of my favorite towns, because the 2021 Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival is going on here in Bucyrus, Ohio. We are set up right in front of the main office. Angie Evers is with me. We're going to have a whole host of people here today. Pastor Whitaker will be over at 11 o'clock today. One of the institutions here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, Ken and Mary, will be joining us later on with polka music from 12 to 1. You won't want to miss that. Then we will take a break, and we'll come back tonight from 8 till 10 p.m. And who knows who will be here? There have been a lot of people suggested to be here tonight. Possibly Linda Sims could be here today. Possibly Glenn Coble. Possibly Nate Redman. They are all on the agenda for the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. As I say, we are set up here in front of the main office. I believe this is South Sandusky. We're right across the street from the new Wendy's. Now, this is the third time we broadcast from the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. The first year was 2018. I was here with Charlie Evers. And then in 2019, I was here with Sean Kraft and Terry Tackett. And then, of course, 2020, due to the pandemic, the Bratwurst Festival did not happen, so it is returning this year. And I believe this is also the centennial year for Bucyrus. Don't call it Bucky Russ. I will be joined all morning here by Angie Evers. Of course, we cannot take your phone calls because we are not in the studio, but we hope you enjoy hearing a morning program emanating from another city here, beautiful Bucyrus, Ohio. Now, when we were here in 2018, this Wendy's was torn down, and they were building a new one. Now it looks beautiful over here. We're catty corner here from, I believe that's Park Bank over there. There's a tattoo parlor here. Now, nothing is open yet in Bucyrus as far as the Bratwurst Festival goes, but we are directly across from Schmidt's Bratwurst Bahama Mama Jumbo Hot Dogs, Jumbo Cream Puffs, right across the way here. So we will probably partake in those at some point today. Funnel Cakes across the way as well, and fried cheese. Now, I don't know that I've ever had fried cheese, but maybe we'll partake in that at some point today. The Ragin' Cajun Grill is right across the way. Boy, oh boy, even though it's breakfast time back there in Marion, I bet you are getting hungry, and you might take about a 25-minute drive down Route 30 over to Bucyrus, Ohio today yourself to enjoy the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. Now, I do want to let you know up front, we're doing a live broadcast, and when you do a live broadcast, it's hit and miss. So if we drop out at any point, you know, sound is not meant to fly through the air. We are, you know, more than a half hour away from the studio today. So if at some point we would drop out and there would be no sound, stick with this station. We'll get it repaired and right back on the air before, hopefully, too long. We're trying to keep an eye here on everything operating properly. And I know we have people listening with the station who would let us know if we became disconnected. We're going to take our regular breaks at the top of the hour. And, of course, the sound is not going to be crystal clear, as they say, because there are people here. Not a whole lot right now because the festival hasn't really started, but these major volunteers are driving around the city here of Bucyrus. A big deal, volunteers who helped us this morning, got us a table here. We arrived down here at the broadcast spot at about a quarter till, and they had a table for us in moments, and we're set up because of them. So we thank everybody here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival who has made this a happening. Thank them absolutely profusely. The people of Bucyrus have been kind to us for 3 years, and they continue to be kind, and we appreciate that quite a bit. So I hope everybody will enjoy this broadcast today, and we don't know what will happen. Now, when I was here back in 2018, You could always, this is the interesting thing, and I was telling Angie this morning. Angie Evers is with me here. She's eating some horrible, horrible food right now, so that's why we haven't gone to her. She can talk about that in a second. But the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival is almost different than any other festival in really the world, I think, because the queens here are dressed in something called a dirndl. Now, this I had no idea about till I was here with Charlie in 2018. By the way, Charlie was born in Bucyrus. I don't know if people know or realize or remember that. So he was always thrilled to come over here and do the Bratwurst Festival. But these dirndls make the queens stick out. You know, if you're in Marion at the Popcorn Festival or at any other festival with a queen walking down the street, if you're doing a radio broadcast, you want to interview them, but you might not realize their royalty. Sometimes they take off their crowns. Sometimes you don't notice the sashes on them. But you can't miss somebody who's competed in the contest here because they all have these dirndls on, which is a very elaborate dress. It's hard to kind of explain, in a way, exactly what a dirndl is. Now, as I say, Angie Evers is with me here today, and Angie was also checking our technical end, or still checking our technical end right now with an earpiece in. Angie, it says we're sounding good. It says we're doing good. What do you think?
Well, I think it's okay. I can hear it on the TuneIn app. I'm not sure about the radio yet. I'm sure it's coming through on the radio, though, if it's on TuneIn.
Now, can you hear yourself okay? You got the earpiece in. Do you sound good?
I'm waiting on the delay.
You're waiting on the delay. Well, tell people what a dirndl is. I'm not into women's clothes, so I don't know.
Well, I don't know if I'd be a good one to say what it is. It's an outfit that these people wear. I don't know if it's like
what
a...
It looks like. Did you catch yourself yet in your ear?
Yeah,
sound good?
I can hear myself.
Do I sound like I'm in the background now with no mic?
Yeah, but you talk loud enough.
I talk loud.
So I think
talk
it's okay.
Talk loud, draw a crowd.
But I don't even know how to describe it. It's a skirt. It looks like they wear suspenders with a skirt. Well, it's almost like they have an apron in front of it. I don't know.
But it looks like an Amish outfit.
Not really.
Well, see, you can't describe it, but now you're correcting me for trying to describe it.
Well, I don't think it looks Amish. There's like zigzag ribbons in front. So, I mean, they're pretty outfits. I would imagine they're just a German type of outfit.
You know, it's very interesting. Another part of the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, I can see from where I'm sitting, Brody, the official spokesperson for the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, Brody is... I don't know what you describe Brody as, but down here at the main office, the information center to the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, you can buy stuffed Brodies, I think. I haven't been in here yet, but I know in the past you can buy stuffed Brodies. You can buy Brody on a cup. You can buy Brody on a keychain, a bumper sticker, all kinds of things like that. I've always wanted a stuffed Brody.
Well, maybe you could go in and buy yourself one, and then you can buy me one, too. How about that?
Well, wouldn't it be nice to sit Brody out here with us and become the official mascot of WWGH as well at the Bratwurst Festival, a stuffed Brody?
Yeah, we can do that. We need something on the table.
Yeah, the office is not open yet, but we will get in there when they do. I imagine they probably open in the 9 o'clock hour here this morning. Now, I don't have a clock, so timing these breaks at the top of the hour is going to be rather interesting. So if I happen to talk over the break or I cut a little early, it's because I'm looking at my watch to keep time here. Right now, it looks like it's about 26 minutes past the hour, but to be honest with you, I really don't know. I did not bring an atomic clock with me. I should have done that, but preparation is everything, as we know.
It's 8:39.
8:39? It can't be 8:39.
Oh, your computer's wrong.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not 8:39.
It's 8:24,
which is pretty close to what my watch says, 8:25. 8:25 here in Bucyrus, Ohio, on a Friday morning, or as they say in some southern parts of Ohio, Friday. Now, don't forget, coming up today, as I say, Pastor Steve Whitaker is going to join us on the streets of Bucyrus for his pastor spot, 11:15 until 12 p.m., and then 12 to 1, you're not going to want to miss it, a live concert on the streets here of Bucyrus. It's Ken and Mary, Polka Music, Bucyrus tradition at the Bratwurst Festival for many, many, many years. And then tonight, we will come back at 8 o'clock and do the Friday night show from the streets here, and it'll be packed here tonight. And on that note, tonight I know of two people who might possibly join us, but, you know, it's just going to be a surprise. You're going to have to tune in at 8 o'clock tonight and see what happens. Now, as far as Linda and Glenn go, I saw them both last night. I suspect that they will be here at some point during the morning show, as well as Nate Redman. So we'll see what happens as the day goes on here, Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. Now, don't forget, I'm a real rambling man today because from 4 to 6, I'll be at Kroger on Mount Vernon Avenue as Mary Ellen Withrow becomes an honorary employee for 2 hours. She'll be passing out hand sanitizer and free water to people who go to Kroger on Route 95. Between 4 and 6 today, she'll be signing autographs, taking pictures, things of that nature. And also, she'll be passing out one-of-a-kind recipe cards for Withrow's Waffles. Now, you can go out and get a recipe card. Now, what a recipe card is, it's on cardstock paper. It's about half a page. It's got a picture of Mary Ellen on it. And if you go to Kroger today between 4 and 6, Mary Ellen will autograph it with that famous signature, which is in the Guinness Book of World Records, for signing more money than anybody else in the history of the world. I believe that's what the Guinness Book of World Records is all about. So a big day today. That's where I'll be from 4 to 6. So when I hop off the air here at 1, I will thrust back over to Marion, do the event with Mary Ellen, and then head back over here tonight for the big broadcast. What a day it's going to be.
Yes, and the bees are already out.
Well, we have food sitting around here. Now, I made the remark of your horrible, horrible food that you ate this morning, which was horrible.
It was pretty good, actually. I had, anybody can guess what I had, sausage, gravy, and biscuits.
And it looked like it had already been eaten when you ate it.
Oh, it just was delicious. It was from Hardee's. Hardee's has pretty good sausage gravy biscuits.
You know, it didn't take long to get over here this morning, which is always a nice thing. We seem to time it very well, very nice. And that is always a good thing as well. It is a swift trip over to Bucyrus, Ohio. Now, I had a piece of paper around here with a little bit of history on the Bratwurst Festival. I don't know if it's still in that white tub or what happened to that, but there was a sheet of paper. I think it was. No, it wasn't in the envelope. I think it's right there under the envelope. And I'm going to give you a little background here on the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. There was already a lady here who asked when the festival started, how many years, something of that nature. Now, it's my understanding there is still a little confusion on that because it was called Colonel Crawford Days at one point. So the year that it actually started is still kind of confusing. But here's the information as I have it. Bucyrus is widely recognized as the bratwurst capital of the world. The Bratwurst Festival was first celebrated in the summer of 1968. Today it is estimated that over 100,000 people will travel from far and wide to the annual event, consuming tons of fire-roasted bratwurst recipes. Our brats were perfected by local butchers whose families emigrated here from Germany. Festivities include the crowning of bratwurst royalty, daily parades, eating contests, and a Stein auction. We round out the festivities with continuous free entertainment, craft and art shows, rides, games, beer gardens, and most of all, our friendship and hospitality. There are all kinds of activities to keep all ages entertained. There are daily parades, contests, auctions, and food. Thanks to the sponsors and for the plenty of free live entertainment. And that is the story of the Bratwurst Festival, 1968. But I say there has been some confusion in that regard because of the Colonel Crawford days.
What time does this thing open?
You know, I don't know.
I wonder if it's like 9 or 10 or 11.
Well, I don't see any of the food vendors opened as of yet, so it could be. I don't know. I see a water truck over there with several 4-gallon jugs of water across the street. I see some police officers on golf carts here making their way around the area. So hopefully this will keep the peace here in Bucyrus today.
I bet it doesn't open till like 10. Do you think?
Could be.
I'm waiting for the cream puffs to open.
You know, I don't ever know that I tried a cream puff. I know I got your dad a cream puff when we were here years ago, but I don't know if I've ever actually had a cream puff.
Oh, they're good. Have you ever been to the Schmitz down in, like, German Village?
Not that I remember.
Oh, yeah, it's neat. They have all kinds of different flavors of the cream puffs. So, I don't know what flavors they have here. They just may have the regular. But I remember getting a peanut butter one. I like that.
Well, I assume as the traffic picks up here, we'll have some interviews on the spot from the Bratwurst Festival. That's how you say it.
You think?
Well, it's Bratwurst.
Okay. So, well, I don't know. I don't know how the office will think about you calling it the Bratwurst Festival.
Well, I can call it the Bratwurst Festival, and apparently we are right now in the center of the bratwurst capital of the world.
Do you like apple dumplings? I'm seeing all these food things, and I'm gaining like 20 pounds just thinking about all this food.
Oh, really? Well, tell people what you see so I can take a second here and send a message out.
Okay, I see apple dumplings, they have shaved ice, funnel cakes, cream puffs. There's a bratwurst stand right beside us, and to be honest, I've actually never ate a bratwurst. That's probably pretty bad.
How'd you manage that?
I don't know. With my dad loving bratwurst, I don't know. I'm not one to try new foods. So I'm a plain Jane type of person. So, oh, but I do want to say thank you for the really good zucchini bread that we had. That was the best ever. So that was very nice of them to make us that.
Now, yesterday, what about the big tomato and the green peppers that showed up?
Oh, yeah, that's really neat. Those were some huge tomatoes.
A big, huge tomato.
Right.
You're very talkative at this time of the morning. As people, you know, Glenn and Linda hopefully will join us, as I said, and we'll continue on with all kinds of festivities here from the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. And again, as I say, this is a live remote broadcast, so if we drop out for some reason, it just means something technical happened. That's all. Somebody kicked out the cord. So we will go from there. We're getting messages back from Marion that things are perfect. And we do want to send out happy salutations today to your mom, because she loves the Bratwurst Festival and loves a lot of the spots over here in Bucyrus. Now, if you're not a native of Bucyrus, what are the hot spots over here? Of course, Carly's.
Well, restaurants would be Baker's Pizza. They have really good pizza, and it's a fun atmosphere. My family likes the Greek restaurant, Little Athens. They have really good food in there. I don't eat gyros or whatever you call them.
Gyros.
Yeah. And I don't eat those, but they have these really good chicken kebabs that I like.
The trash men are coming down the street right now.
Here, you better talk.
Well, the trash men are right in front of us. The City of Bucyrus Sanitation Department is emptying the trash right now, so that's what you're hearing in the background. But no problems there. Work has to get done, and I'll tell you, there are no harder working people in the world than the sanitation crews. Absolutely no harder working people in the world, and that's what keeps the bees away, getting rid of the sanitation. So you've got to be happy with the sanitation crews and glad that they're out here working this morning. Now, Ken and Mary, you've heard Ken and Mary perform a bazillion times. I've heard Ken and Mary perform a few times. We're going to give a little background on Ken and Mary today because we'll try to interview them a little bit between 12:15 and 1. But we're going to hear their music. Now, how would you qualify that?
Well, they play really good music. My dad loved Ken and Mary. So, and we would just sit down in a tent, like one of the beer garden tents. I mean, I wouldn't drink any beer, but we just sit there, and he would love to listen to them. So my family usually gets together, because I have family that lives over here in Bucyrus, you know, since he is from Bucyrus. So I have other family that lives here. So we would always, every year, get together and then just sit and listen to Ken and Mary and just talk and have a good time.
Now, is it polka? I don't want to misrepresent what they play. Is it polka music?
I believe so. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I would say polka.
Consider it to be polka music. Well, that's a lot of fun, though. Polka music is great. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, broadcasting live from the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. Now, you can catch us over the airwaves at 107.1 FM, but you can also get us at WWGH1071.com or download the free TuneIn app. Absolutely free. Download it, and you can listen to us live anywhere in the world. That's the way it goes. But again, the shops were set up here close to the Ragin' Cajun Grill, Schmidt's, Funnel Cakes, fried cheese, all kinds of stuff here in the area that we are in, and right across the street from Wendy's, and the information booth is right at the end of the street that we're on here in Bucyrus this morning.
So what are you going to eat for lunch?
Well, I don't know. You know, the fried cheese sounds good. I don't know what that consists of. Now, I think, you got to have a bratwurst, I think.
Oh, so you're going to eat a bratwurst. I don't know what I'm going to eat. Would you imagine the fried cheese, is that like a corn dog, like cheese on a stick? Or on the edge it says fried cheese curds. I like cheese curds, but Long John's has the best cheese curds. I don't know if you've ever had them from there.
Well, I don't recall having Long John's cheese curds, but fried cheese, would you just fry it in like a deep fryer?
I would say yes. You know, a lot of times they have the sticks, like a corn dog stick, and then you just deep fry it.
Well, that sounds good. I don't see that being much of a problem. 39 minutes past the hour here. We're going to break at the top of the hour, as we do every hour. And again, this morning at 11:15, you can catch Pastor Steve Whitaker. He'll be here for the pastor spot. 12 to 1, we've got Ken and Mary. And we'll be back on the air live tonight from 8 until 10, possibly with two very, very, very special guests. And Glenn Coble might be around at some point this morning. Linda Sims might be around at some point this morning. So, and Nate Redman all have made allusions that they will be here during the broadcast day. So, Nate, Glenn, and Linda, if you're listening, the time to be on the air would be between 8 and 11 this morning, or between 8 and 10 tonight. Those would be the broadcast times, because Pastor Whitaker will be on from 11 to 12. Ken and Mary will be here from 12 to 1. And then, of course, we have possibly the special guest here tonight with you and I.
Should be a fun and interesting day.
A very fun and interesting day right here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival 2021 edition. Now, this is the return of the Bratwurst Festival after the year of the pandemic last year, which shut down quite a few festivals, fairs, things of that nature across Ohio. It's nice that things like this have come back.
It's very nice to see things getting back to normal, although I don't know if it's exactly getting back to normal in the pandemic world.
Well, it might not be normal for long. We'll see how long that holds out. But, you know, that's the way it goes right now. Kids are back in school in Marion, which is great. And are they back in school here in Bucyrus? Could be.
We'll talk to somebody at some point today about that. Right now, these streets are pretty bare here, but again, of course, the festival has not opened up this morning. We're just here live with the morning show, taking it on the road like they used to do with the Today Show every year. They take it on the road, and that's what we're doing this morning here in beautiful Bucyrus, Ohio, really a sister city to Marion.
Yeah, Bucyrus has, it's a nice downtown. They have some nice parks. We always go to Allmiller Park, and you can, it's a really nice park. So there's a lot of stuff to do over here.
Well, there's also a nice breeze blowing out here this morning, which is nice. It's not very warm right now. Now, I'm not saying it won't become a scorcher today, but right now where I'm sitting, not too bad at all.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, we have pants and t-shirts on, so hopefully it doesn't get too crazy hot today. But I think it'll be okay. I know I checked the temperature yesterday. It said like 84, so I didn't look at it today. Do you think we'll have any listeners come over and visit us?
Well, you never know. They might. I wouldn't be surprised if they did. Now, again, Pastor Whitaker will be on from 11 to 12, and Ken and Mary will be here from 12 to 1. But if you get here between 9 and 10 or 10 and 11, you know, you can stop by and say hello right here in front of the Information Center of the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. Tradition here in Bucyrus, Ohio, since 1968.
That's a long time. How many years is that? I can't think in my head real quick.
68. Well, that would be 53 years.
So it's been going on longer than the Popcorn Festival.
Oh, yeah, a lot longer. I don't think the Popcorn Festival started till 81.
Okay, yeah, because they're on their 40th year this year, which would have been last year, but... So, I mean, I've come over to the Bratwurst Festival every year of my life, I think. I don't know if I've ever missed the Bratwurst Festival. Maybe one or two out of my 40 years of life.
You know, it's interesting. We had Bob Welsh on a few weeks ago. Now, I don't know if he's out there listening this morning. I know he listens in Columbus sometimes through the TuneIn app. But, you know, he was part of the Three Pie. Well, he's the author of Three Pies Hot about the pizza place in Marion, Ohio. And coming up in early September, he's going to recreate the Three Pies Hot pizza and deliver them to the studio, I believe, in early September. What an event that's going to be.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That was an interesting story about the pizzas and their business.
Well, I've never had the Three Pies Hot pizza when it was in Marion, so it'll be nice to taste it and see what it's like and kind of go from there. That'll be a lot of fun. Now, also, I should mention that, you know, we learned the other day that one of our listeners used to own Angelo's Pizza here in Marion, which is gone now. It had, I believe, three locations at one point. But they still have the sauce recipe, and apparently that's still a highly, highly, highly guarded secret.
Angelo's Pizza?
Angelo's Pizza.
Where were they located?
I believe it was East West and Bell Fountain.
East West?
They had an East location, a West location.
Oh.
And a Bell Fountain. I don't think it gave the exact addresses.
Okay. Huh. What was your favorite pizza growing up?
Domino's.
Oh. Okay. What about like a not chain?
Not a chain. Locally, you know, I would probably have to say, and it's been a long time since I've been there, but I did like Dino's.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if I've ever had Dino's.
Not bad pizza.
Yeah, Dino's has other things too, don't they?
Oh yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had Dino's.
Very good pizza. Delicious, consistent. It's really greasy pizza, which a lot of people like their pizza that way. Good stuff.
Well, we'll have to try that sometime. On maybe a Friday night sometime.
46 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. Angie Evers, Scott Spears, live from the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. It's different being out here than sitting in the studio, to be sure.
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit more people walking. I mean, they're going places to do things, not like people to visit the festival yet. We're seeing workers out. And I just seen a mail lady delivering mail.
Yeah, not a lot of activity yet. Hats, shirts, and more here at the Bratwurst Festival merchandise tent, which I guess is also what happens in the main office here. But we're back here, and we'll have pictures of this occasion for the listening audience that they'll be able to take a look at what we were looking at as we were here on the streets of Bucyrus, South Sandusky, on this Friday morning, August the 20th, 2021. It's nice to be outside doing something like this, and didn't turn out to be a big, difficult event. Now, we're seeing right now the sanitation portable toilet group coming down through here, I guess, to make sure that the toilets are well stocked.
That's a very needed service.
Now, I'm starting to hear the polka music. I think somebody just turned on the German music here.
I wonder if they always play music. I don't remember them playing music before.
I don't know where that's coming from, so it's kind of interesting to hear it. It sounds very, very close.
Yeah, there must be a speaker. Oh, I see the speaker. It's right by the bank. Do you see it?
Nice music. Certainly fits the German feel of the festival here.
It sure does. Now you just need your dirndl.
Dirndl.
I'm in the wrong category.
Dirndl. Dirndl, dreidel, dirndl. It's all in the same category here. And having a good time this morning here on a beautiful, beautiful day. You know, one year we were here, and it just rained like crazy. Certainly not having that problem today, thank goodness.
Yes, I've been here many of times when it has rained.
Now, what do they call that? That we're yodeling?
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know if you want to ask me what anything is called, because I may say it incorrectly.
I definitely think that was yodeling, is what I'm hearing, which very, very nice.
I think they usually have yodeling contests where you can, like, they do a contest with people yodeling.
Now, can you yodel?
Oh, no. No yodeling for me.
Why no yodeling?
Well, I don't sing either, so you definitely wouldn't want to hear me yodel.
Well, I don't necessarily know that yodeling is singing.
Well, I mean, I think I already sound like a dying goat. You know, if I sing, so if I yodel, I would probably sound even worse.
Oh, by the way, if you're listening to this in Marion right now, tell us how it sounds. Send me a message on Facebook. I know a lot of you message me on Facebook from time to time. Send me a message. Let me know how Angie and I sound, because we are not in the studio. A matter of fact, we're probably close to 35 minutes away from the studio over on South Prospect Street. We are out amongst the people here in Bucyrus, Ohio, actually doing the show from the streets. So if you are listening right now, send me a message. Let me know on Facebook how it sounds. Send it to my personal Facebook, and we'd love to hear from you. Now, I wonder if the guys in Boston, I wonder if we're big in Boston this morning, broadcasting from the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know about that.
You know, they seem to have become regular listeners in the Boston area. Yesterday we were bombarded with the Boston phone calls.
Right. I went back and listened to what they played on their show. So, I'm not really sure.
Well, it was what it was, and we took the calls, and we did what we did, and I don't think there are any regrets involved there. Sorry we can't take your calls out there, Boston, if you're in Boston, But as I say, we are doing a remote this morning, so if you're listening, we're glad you're listening. It's good to be on in Boston. Good to be on in Bucyrus. Good to be on in Marion. All stemmed from an interview 7 days ago today, but that's showbiz as it goes.
Right. I think they were questioning at first whether it was really Bill Cosby. I mean, I think they didn't realize that it was actually him, but it really was him.
Yes, it was Bill Cosby. You know, I was not going to listen to the piece until you played it last night. It was okay.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad, or, you know, I don't know. I don't listen to that type of stuff, so, you know.
Well, you know, people have to stick in their lane and be what they are, and it's hard to get out of those lanes sometimes when you think about it.
Right. I mean, everybody has their own way of doing their job, so you do yours one way, they do theirs another way. So, I mean, everybody does things different.
About 52 minutes past the hour here. We'll be wrapping up the first hour festivities momentarily, but we, after the 15-minute break, we will come back to Bucyrus, Ohio, the streets of Bucyrus, Ohio, which are bare right now, but 100,000 people will be here over the next couple days, and tonight we will be bombarded with people as we broadcast from here, and our two special guests, well, you'll just have to keep that in mind. They may show, they may not. Can't tell you any more than that at this particular point.
Well, I just got to thinking, I bet you the bourbon chicken is here somewhere. You know, the famous bourbon chicken.
Now, it's my understanding there is no bourbon in the bourbon chicken.
You know, I really don't know what they use. It's like a sweeter sauce. I mean, I like sweet stuff, so...
No, sweet stuff is not bad at all, but I don't think it's bourbon. I think somebody told me that at one point, that the mixture is not made up of bourbon. Now, I could be wrong about that. We'll have to ask somebody as the day goes on.
It's probably like Worcestershire, I can't say it, Worcestershire sauce, brown sugar. It's probably stuff like that. But, you know, the bourbon chicken that they do here at the festival is different than other people try to do bourbon chicken and make it taste the same, and it never tastes the same.
Now, it was my understanding that I'm trying to think here how to put this, that the proper way to eat a bratwurst is sauerkraut, Worcestershire sauce, and mustard.
That could be. I like sauerkraut. I just don't know if I were to eat a bratwurst, because I've never eaten a bratwurst, I don't know how I would eat it. I don't think I would like sauerkraut on it. Although I do love sauerkraut and pork and mashed potatoes. But I don't know if I would eat sauerkraut on the bratwurst.
You know, I'm not exactly sure what bratwurst is made of. I don't know. It's not. I don't think you'd consider it a pork product, would you?
Isn't it a mixture of stuff?
I think it is.
But it's not beef, is it?
I really don't know.
I think it's like a mixture of pork. I think it's pork, but I really don't know. Maybe somebody can message us and let us know.
Yeah, that's how we're going to have to communicate this morning, is through Messenger on Facebook or by email, scott@wwgh1071.com. Send me a message. Let us know how we're sounding. Let us know what you'd like to talk about or answer any question that we have or you have. We can do it always here today, broadcasting from the streets of Bucyrus, Ohio. Just opening up the program this morning, Talk on the Streets, the talking place on the streets of beautiful Bucyrus, Ohio, a city that really knows what's going on. Now, this is considered the downtown area of Bucyrus, is it not?
Yes, the downtown area. Which, I mean, they have quite a few businesses downtown. Their downtown seems to be good.
Well, they have a Wendy's down here. They have a Hardee's down here. They have a CVS down here. They have a lot of things that people would come down here for every day. And I think that that's a big difference than other downtowns across Ohio at this particular point. But that's the way it goes.
So where we're at, there's parallel parking. But I'm trying to think if they have the diagonal parking, like, further down. Do you know?
You know, I really don't know what the setup is over here. I've not seen diagonal parking in Bucyrus. People are parked here diagonally right now, but I think that's more of a of an answer to the just the parking situation here this morning.
Right. I just, you wonder, like, how other downtowns do their parking. I have a really, I mean, I don't mind the parking downtown, but it's just, it's been hard on me because I work downtown and the traffic that backs up because it's down to one lane, it really hurts my half an hour lunchtime.
I can see why that would do that. Now, there does seem to be some traffic over at the Wendy's across the street here. As things pick up, no shops open as of yet, but I assume that's just right around the corner. That's why you got to stick with us this morning to get the updates of what's going on over here in Bucyrus, Ohio.
We'll have to go down to the Schmitz place in German Village sometime and get some German food.
Now, is German Village still inhabited by the Germans?
I don't know about that.
55 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time on the streets of Bucyrus, Ohio, broadcasting back to you in Marion and surrounding counties. What an event it is today here, Friday, August the 20th, 2021. Now, there is all kinds of free entertainment going on over here as well. I'm not sure what time it starts. We'll get a program as the morning goes on. But free entertainment here, much like the Popcorn Festival back in Marion.
When I was younger, we used to do, Mom and Dad would put us in the pigtail contest. Mom would braid our hair, and then we'd be in the pigtail contest. They always have that going on.
So, now is it the most pigtails you have, or how good the pigtails look? How does that judgment happen?
I would say it would be the longest pigtail. The longest. Braid, you know?
Now, did you have long pigtails?
I sure did. I think my hair used to be down to my bottom.
Now, did you braid those, or did somebody else braid those for you?
I did not braid my hair when I was a kid. My mom would have braided them.
Now, I've seen people braiding their hair in recent months. I don't think it's for a braiding contest.
And my daughter, she can braid her hair really well. She does the French braids. She taught herself, because I don't know how to French braid, but she has taught herself how to do that all herself. I mean, I'm really proud of her because she can really do a lot of stuff with her hair. She has really thick hair, so, like, way thicker than mine. So I always have had a hard time fixing her hair. If you know me, you know I'm not like a high maintenance person like other people. So I am plain Jane, and I just straighten my hair every day. But I don't know how to do much of anything else with my hair.
Straightening has become very popular among women in recent years. That did not used to be a thing. Most women had perms, I think. I believe if we're sitting here 30, 35 years ago, you would add a perm.
Right. A perm, big hair, lots of hairspray. I don't use any hairspray or anything into my hair. It's just straight. But I have to straighten it because I do have a little bit of a wave and frizz in my hair. So if I don't straighten it, it looks puffy.
Getting a message here on the WWGH page that I'm going to try to access here momentarily, 58 minutes past the hour on this getaway Friday morning. Let's see here. Brats are German sausage. You know who said that? My mother. My mother is out there listening. She won't listen long. She won't make the whole broadcast today. I don't think she comes to things like the Bratwurst Festival anymore.
Well, hi there. I'm glad you're listening today. I'm actually on the radio on a Friday morning.
Friday morning. Now, we're going to break here in about a minute, and we'll come back with more. But, yeah, Mom doesn't travel anymore. 35 minutes for her, you might as well be driving to Egypt.
Well, I don't know. I'm glad I was right, though. It was sausage.
Well, we're getting very close here to the top of the hour. And remember, Scott and Angie from the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival will be here till 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then we will come back tonight from 8 until 10. You will not want to miss this. For love nor money, the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, polka everywhere, Ken and Mary,
you're
and
listening
the whole
to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Don't call
FM.
It Mucky
Listen
Bucks.
For guests
we'll
like legendary comedian.